Silhara of Neith groaned and doubled over, clutching his midriff. Blood streamed from his nose and dripped on the balcony's worn stones. The god's voice, familiar and insidious, wrapped around his mind. Transfixed beneath the rays of a jaundiced star, he huddled against the crumbling parapet, fighting an evil the priests assumed long vanquished. The god seduced him, filled his head with images, fantastic and horrific. Sacrificial blood pooling on an altar stone, armies marching across a sun-scorched desert, a sea of starving people kneeling in adulation. Magic surged through him, a colossal power bred of hate, unstoppable, terrifying.
But one evening, the loon zoomed down to find the dreams had all dried up.
"Oh dear," he said. "Oh, fizzbungle. Now I'll have to get my dream steam from somewhere else. Perhaps the mop tops on Mercury have some."
So the loon zoomed with a boom to Mercury.
"Hello, mop tops. Do you have any dream steam?"
he asked. The mop tops stopped dancing.
"No dream steam here, moon loon," they all chorused together. "Try the noodles from Neptune."
So the loon zoomed with a boom to Neptune.
"Hello, noodles. Do you have any dream steam?"
he asked. The noodles were sitting on their noodle nests, waiting for their noodle eggs to hatch.
"I saw your girl last night," Rat said, passing Case his second Kirin. "I don't have one," he said and drank. "Miss, Linda Lee."
Case shook his head.
"No girl? Nothing? Only business, friend artiste. Dedication to commerce."
The bartender's small brown eyes were nested deep in wrinkled flesh. He finished his beer, paid and left. High, narrow shoulders hunched beneath the rain-stained khaki nylon of his windbreaker. Threading his way through the Ninsei crowds, he could smell his own stale sweat.